it is a huge concern. And a lot of times kids won't even come to their parents and say what's going on because they're embarrassed or they're feeling bad about it. So sometimes as a parent, you might notice your kid is complaining about stomach aches, not wanting to go to school, things that just don't seem normal to you. And so you want to ask them, you know, something like, I noticed you haven't wanted to go to school lately. What's going on? See once if you can't start a conversation where you can find out a little bit more information about what could be possibly going on for your son or daughter. And just keep asking questions. It might take a while to get the whole story out and so you understand the situation. But begin by talking to your child. And then once you feel that you understand the situation, if it makes sense, then you should plan to meet with your child's teachers or counselor and work together. And depending on the age of your child might be involved in this conversation too, to develop a plan for really keeping your child safe, particularly during times that are vulnerable like recess or lunchtime. Every school has an anti-bullying policy. In Washington State, it's required by law, so you should also find out what your school's policy is.
Do you ever recommend teaching your kid how to fight back? That was the conventional wisdom when I was coming up. It was, don't present an easy target. You have to fight back or else they'll pick on you forever. Is that not so much done anymore?
That's right. It's not so much done anymore because it's not okay for a kid to retaliate and hit another kid because you're kind of now potentially taking the role of being a bully. And oftentimes kids do flip-flop between being bullied and being the bully. But no, it's not recommended. It's more recommended that you get the help of an adult.
What about calling the bully's parents? Is that still done?
That's also not a recommended strategy anymore. A lot of times what they've found is that kids who are bullying may have been bullied at home themselves, and you don't know what kind of situation you're really coming into. A lot of times the parents are going to feel defensive. If you call them and say, hey, I think your kid is bullying my kid, they're not maybe not very open to having a conversation with you. So it's better if this thing is happening at school to first go to the teachers or the counselors.
So let's flip the script here for a minute. What if your own kid is the one who's acting like a bully? Then what?
Well, that's a good point. Then it's a good idea to sit down and talk to them. Kids don't learn to not bully by being bullied themselves. They learn to not bully when we treat them with some compassion. We also need to hold them accountable for what they're doing. So either, depending on the age of the child again, they could write about what happened or you can discuss it together. But you want your kid thinking and answering difficult questions like, so what was the sequence of events that happened? So that's kind of your basics. What influenced what you decided to do? You know, what are you going to do differently next time so this doesn't happen again? What type of amends do you think you need to make for the situation? And how are you going to reconcile with the person you've hurt? So some really tough questions that might take an evening for them to kind of, or two, to ponder through and come up with some answers. And then if you're not satisfied with the answers, continue the discussion and start looking at it from the victim's standpoint and how are we going to make this better.
How has cyberbullying changed the whole landscape?
It's just made so many more kids involved in bullying. So 43% of kids aged 13 to 17 say they've been cyberbullied. It's really easy to do, to say something mean on Facebook, post a picture that you know someone else isn't going to like post it, and you post it anyhow. And so it's just escalated the situation.
Any advice?
Yes. If you know that your kid is being cyberbullied, what you want to tell them is to stop, block, and tell. So stop means they should not respond or retaliate. And then block the person who is bullying them, and then tell an adult that they trust. You don't want to delete the messages or whatever emails you might have, because if it ends up being criminal, then you'll want to have those pieces of evidence of what's been going on.